Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. We are here in the Mandalay Bay, Channel Partners 2021, and we're speaking with Chris Berge. He is the VP of Corporate Development with UMA. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Chris, this is actually a very exciting show. There's a lot of technology out here that's new, and you're going to be talking about something that's new, but we're not going there yet.
Something a little bit new.
And it's mixed with something, or a lot of something, that's old.
That's right. It's a throwback to the past.
It's a throwback to the past. Okay, so before we do that, can you give our listeners a little overview of UMA?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do that. Most folks, if they recognize our brand, know us from our longstanding heritage in the residential VoIP space. We've continued to grow that business, believe it or not, the only one doing that in the industry. But we recognized about 8 years ago that there was an opportunity to serve initially small business customers with a UCaaS platform. So we designed and launched UMA Office, which is oriented at that 1 to 100 employee segment and really taps into a lot of our heritage around making things easy to deploy, easy to manage, and value-oriented. And we've continued to diversify the portfolio beyond that. We have our UMA Enterprise offering targeted at larger customers that may have more bespoke needs or custom requirements, custom applications. And then we have this vision of business in a box, that customers have needs around technology solutions that go beyond UCaaS. And in 2020, we launched two offerings around that portfolio, UMA Connect, which brings fixed wireless over cellular into businesses for primary or backup internet access, and an enterprise-grade managed Wi-Fi solution. We fully handle it on behalf of the customer, sold on a monthly subscription basis.
I'd like you to mention just a little bit about your redundant line as far as businesses is concerned, because that's really something that a lot of companies that are installing hybrid or VoIP solutions, they really overlook, and it's really an important feature that is really saves thousands if they would have normally had an outage.
Right.
So can you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that we've keenly been aware of, you know, and it starts at the kind of architecture data center level with an active design, multiple data centers. And then we saw at the customer premise level, it was an opportunity to really solve for a lack of redundancy for many customers. And our UMA Connect solution actually plays into that well. So it has a form of SD-WAN built into it, and the technology that we have a patent on called Continuous Voice. So for customers that have a cable modem, we can duplicate all of their voice calls over the LTE network at the same time. And that gets around outages, gets around network latency or jitter loss issues. And it makes it really simple and elegant for customers to deploy that as an affordable add-on, because you don't want to have an outage, right? And if you can have something affordable that solves for that, it really, really takes care of a big pain point for customers.
Now, I'm going to bring up a subject that is, it's an intricate part of a small business. It's a component of large business, but it's an old one, and it sadly is going to be saying goodbye. And that's the old POTS line. And the reason I say it, fax lines typically would use one, and they're an essential part of business still yet today. And in the larger organizations, you're looking at the elevators and things like that that utilize it, especially in HIPAA. Potentially, there's a lot of HIPAA requirements that need POTS lines. So tell me about what you have and what the heck is going on with those POTS lines.
Yeah, you know, it's been kind of the redheaded stepchild of the UCaaS space for a long time. The simple devices we've been able to convert, like fax machines, you can use an ATA. We've done that for years like everybody else. But the reality is there are still millions of devices out there that are much more challenging to migrate, like commercial burglar alarm systems, fire control panels, elevators. And the industry generally was telling people, well, just go get a POTS line to solve for that. We don't want to put it on the platform. What we discovered about 2 years ago is that part of the copper network was beginning to be deprecated in the Northeast in particular, and the cost of POTS lines had increased to around $40 to $60 a month. And you fast forward 2 years, and it's been interesting to see what's happened. The FCC has issued orders that is going to allow for the sunsetting of the copper network. And this goes beyond POTS, that'd be T1s and T3s and everything else. And that's slated to happen in October 2023. And what's most surprising is most people have no clue that this is about to happen.
Ah!
Yeah, we still have all these devices. What are we going to do with them? So we really saw this as an opportunity to try to solve this problem for customers in an elegant, simple way. with a lot of components that we've had in our portfolio for years now.
Okay, so now you got to get into your product. So yeah, it was a great buildup, but I mean, people are going to be really stuck.
They're going to be very stuck.
Very stuck, and they're going to have to look for a solution. They don't want to go to multiple vendors. They want a complete solution just to get rid of it and take over whatever it was doing.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so what do you have?
And there's very limited options in the space, by the way, which was a great opportunity, frankly, for UMA. So this week, we announced UMA AirDial, which is a solution that is designed to facilitate POTS replacement, especially for more stringent requirements like fire control panels, for instance. And UMA AirDial presents a turnkey offering for customers that will allow them to serve up to 4 analog devices on a single unit, and it incorporates LTE capabilities with it, so we can communicate primarily over LTE and fill over to wireline, for instance. And we package it all together, so for 1 monthly price, the customer gets unlimited calling, they get the LTE included. We really wanted to make this as straightforward as possible. And the interesting thing we've seen in the past 6 months in our conversations is the price of POTS lines are continuing to go up. So it's common to see $80 to $120 a month for a POTS line now. And there's egregious examples of $240 or more. And the frightening thing is, again, people don't know that this is happening, right? Yep.
No. Okay. So, yeah, this is really interesting. And I can't imagine if it was... Like I keep saying, this is the most exciting time. It was 150 years of nothing. Now it's been everything. Everything is changing. And now you're going to shoot the 150 years?
Now you're going to shoot the 150-year-old technology.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's amazing. And there, you know, we continue to discover just a whole smattering of devices we didn't expect that use analog lines, CO2 sensors, gates, gas station pumps still use analog lines, oil field equipment. There's this sheer unawareness because it's been so long and it's been operating forever. People don't even know it's still using analog in their environment beyond the cost equation. And in particular for channel partners, we think this is a fantastic opportunity. This is a throwback to where, you know, we all operated before I owned Avar MSP, before I joined ShoreTel previously. We know wiring. We know how to handle this for customers. So there's a real strong value add for channel partners to come in and create awareness that you have a problem, you don't want to get caught in October 2023 without a solution, and help usher them through that journey and go through all the wiring. So it's a very, very intriguing opportunity.
Wow. I think that you're going to have a lot of calls.
We hope so. We have already, so we're excited about this.
Well, that's like, so that's actually very interesting. You're going to have a lot of calls. Okay, so we're here at Channel Partners. We've got a couple minutes. What have you been noticing at Channel Partners? Anything of interest? I know security has been one of the most outstanding things that I've seen. The pandemic has put the fear of God in a lot of people, and that's really making them reassess security in their
network. And I think that's probably the most interesting component here, because the reality coming out of the pandemic is it's demonstrated to a lot of organizations that a hybrid or remote work style can function. Company can be successful doing that, but what a lot of people haven't contemplated is, if I always have my employees at home, how do I secure that environment when it's not my computer, it's not my Wi-Fi? So I think creating solutions that are simple to deploy for a hybrid workforce will be really, really critical. And honestly, I'm just happy to see everybody back together. It's been 2 years and there's so many people here. I'm really, really pleased that a lot of people came out.
It really is. And nobody's wearing a mask.
Nobody's wearing a mask.
It's time the government...
Or they'll do it for the first hour and then the mask disappears.
Yeah, it's off. Yeah, forget about it. Yeah. So where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
So you can go to www.uma.com/airdial if you're interested in that in particular. That'll give you a good highlight. There's a press release as well. There's a number to contact us. Feel free to reach out. I'm happy to educate you more on the solution.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Chris Berge. He is the VP of Corporate Development. And if you were responsible for this product, Chris, you're going to get a lot of accolades.
We're excited about it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We appreciate it.